So we are continuing in our stewardship month. This is an annual event for us. When we talk about stewardship, we talk about giving. We talk about the time that God has given us and how we share it, the resources that God has given us and how we are to share those. It's everybody's favorite topic. And it always runs the risk of feeling like it's sort of the church's annual fundraising effort. And it's not that. As to the best of my ability, I want us to understand it's not that. It's not about fundraising. It's about helping us to understand who we are and how we are to relate to our God and Father, and so how we are to relate to the world around us, the church that he's put us in. And as Chris has said already, that generosity is to mark us. It's good for us to be generous. It really is. And that's somewhat counterintuitive, I understand, in a world where everyone feels like you got to grab, you know, limited resources. What is it? What's the phrase?
Zero.
Thank you. Zero sum gain. Yeah, that's the way that the world approaches things. We're taught to approach things that way. That's not the way it is with God. And so this is about our health. It's not about the church's financial health. It's about our health as God's people. All right. We're also going to be talking today about artists. And we know about artists. Artists with a paintbrush, artists with a lump of clay, artists with an orchestra, artists with a choir, artists with a piano or an organ, artists with a camera. We may also affirm artists with a food processor. Yeah. Those are artists we like, don't we? Artists with a crescent wrench. Artists with a scalpel. Well, what about artists with a checkbook and a bank account? This is Stewardship Month, as I mentioned. And everything we need to know about being stewards is found at the beginning of Psalm 24. Verses 1 and 2, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That's kind of a fancy way of saying, and everything in it. The world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Now this is all we need to know, but it's not everything there is to know about stewardship. It is good for us to be stewards rather than owners. It is good for us to give and to share. This year's theme that I've been using for our stewardship messages, and Chris and his message last week was a part of that, our giving, an act of grace. And so here's a definition of grace. Unmerited divine assistance given man for his regeneration or sanctification, a virtue coming from God. Approval, favor, pardon, privilege, given, though unearned and undeserved. That's grace. It's not something that is achieved, but something that is simply received. If it was something you could earn, then it wouldn't be grace. It would be due payment. It is good for us to see our own giving as a manifestation of this grace. Today we are also looking at our giving as a kind of artistic endeavor. Here's a definition of art. The conscious use of skill and creative imagination, especially in the production of aesthetic objects. And here's the connection I want us to affirm together today. All our art, Rembrandt, Beethoven, Bobby Flay, is truly an expression of God's grace. The special gifts such people possess come from where? The external life settings and interior personalities and motivation that made development of these gifts possible came ultimately from where? Our artists, all of them, and in faithful gratitude or ignorant denial, express through their particular genius, the presence and power and grace of God. So we can speak of the gracious art of giving, modeled by the great artist of the universe, who created all that is, including us, because that's who he is, not because he needed any of it. The gracious art of giving that the Creator God calls us and inspires us to excel in ourselves. The gracious art of giving that the Creator God gives us opportunities to exhibit time and time again. I like the quote from Dale Carnegie. Some of you actually may know who Dale Carnegie is. About 100 years ago, he wrote this little book called How to Win Friends and Influence People that became a bestseller, and people still quote from it. Well, he has this beautiful quote about art, which points us to the divine and gracious source of all our artistic endeavors. I put it on your bulletin cover. The essence of all art is to have pleasure in giving pleasure. Well, here's the essential message I hope to convey for us here today. Our giving is an art. And like all of our art, it is a participation in and an expression of the giving God's glorious grace. Psalm 96. This work of literary art and divine inspiration was used when Israel, under King David, brought the Ark of God into Jerusalem. This according to 1 Chronicles 16. And it's interesting that 1 Chronicles 16, 23 to 33 is the same as Psalm 96, 1 through 13. Just quotes it. This is a time when artists of various kinds were conspicuous. Conspicuous in the celebrations that were happening at this special moment in history, in the history of Israel. Conspicuous to us as we read the scripture here, which I'm going to do for us. 1 Chronicles 16, beginning in verse 4. He, David, appointed some of the Levites to minister before the Ark of the Lord, to make petition, to give thanks, and to praise the Lord, the God of Israel. Asaph was the chief, Zechariah second, then Jael, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Mattathiah, Eliab, Benaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jael. Being able to pronounce those words is an art. Actually, it's a practice also. They were to play the lyres and harps. Asaph was to sound the cymbals, and Benaiah and Jehaziel, the priests, were to blow the trumpets regularly before the Ark of the Covenant of God. That day, David first committed to Asaph and his associates this psalm of thanks to the Lord. It is in this context of a great praise concert with speakers and musicians and dancers all giving their efforts, displaying their faith and skill, that we are given the following word about giving. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. That's 1 Chronicles 16, 29 and Psalm 96, 8. Can we hear God's call to join in his ways of grace and thus to glorify him with our art? The art of singing and speaking and playing instruments and writing music and painting pictures and staining glass and preparing meals, and also the art of dropping checks in offering boxes and filling offering plates and sending online gifts and otherwise bringing an offering into the courts of the Lord God Almighty. Psalm 96. Hear the word of God. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes. For he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for your word. The beauty of what we've heard. The truth of what we've heard. The direction that we get as we hear and think about and work to apply your word in our lives. Lord, help us to hear well and help us to respond well according to your will for each of us and for all of us together. And we pray this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. So let's think about this for a second. What does an artist need? What does an artist want? And I came up with three good answers to this. What does an artist need? What does an artist want? First, gifts. An artist needs to have stuff that he or she can do. The art that they are able to produce. Gifts to be able to do those things. Things that can be developed, but also oftentimes, especially when it's really high level, it's coming from somewhere else. These people are geniuses. And genius, I think, comes from God. They need to have those gifts, those things they can do, those abilities. I have some. There are certain things I can do. There's other ones I can't. You know, I look at people who can draw. My buddy Zach, high school student, wonderful artist, discovered that. And he did a bulletin cover for us last year at Christmas time. We have others who have done the same sort of things for us. People that can draw, that can. My daughter-in-law over here, she's a wonderful artist. And I look at that and I'm in complete awe when I see people who have those gifts, because for me it's stick figures. You want me to draw a picture, it's gonna have people in it, and those people have a circle and sticks. That's about what I can do. And I don't understand how people can do that. Perspective, the way you can make a picture, a drawing, a painting, and then have the mountains in the background and make that work. The talent that it takes. The gifts that people have, it's marvelous. Things like that. You got to have the gifts. Artists want, artists need the gifts. Then second, I think artists need inspiration. They need a reason to apply themselves, to use those gifts. Something that spurs them to do what they do. Oftentimes people have been inspired by the wonder and beauty of creation. You know, the Dutch landscape painters of, I think, the 17th century, they did this a lot, and it's just wonderful paintings that were produced at that particular time, and people have been doing it ever since. I have a painting in my office that was done by our own Will Davidson, a beautiful landscape with trees and water and mountains that he painted, inspired by what God has created. Other things will inspire. People are inspired by historical events, and so they will make a movie, or they'll paint a picture, or they'll write a story that's inspired by events that have happened in the past. And so what artists need? Well, they need the gifts, and then they need inspiration. They need something that spurs them to show that, to express what it is they want to express. And then finally, what does an artist need? What does an artist want? Opportunity. You can have the gifts, and you can be inspired once in a while, but if you don't have the opportunity to use those gifts. I kind of wonder sometimes how many amazing artists we're going to discover in heaven that we never knew about on earth, because though they had these enormous genius gifts, they did not have the life circumstance opportunity to express them. You know, they had to be working in the coal mine 7 days a week. They didn't have that patron that others that we do know about had to free them up to spend time developing their art and making their art. So what's an artist need? They need the gifts, They need the inspiration, and they need the opportunity. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Come on, some assertive skeptic might say. Stewardship month is just a churchy way of saying annual fundraising. Come on. Fundraising is what your churches really care about. You're simply after the money you need to keep the institution running. The great tragedy when people think or speak like this is not that it damages the church's image. Honestly, just a little secret here. Don't tell anybody else, but the churches, our churches, all of us, we do a pretty good job of damaging our image all by ourselves. Right? It is a miracle, which really fuels my faith, that the church still exists today. When you read church history, the fact we're still here today is attributable to the power of God and the grace of God and the goodness of God and the will of God. Anyway, it's the real tragedy is not that such people are damaging the church's image. The real tragedy is that such people simply do not understand and appreciate the grace and the art of it all. Truly gifted artists love to share what they can do, unless they don't realize they have gifts, or until their pride leads them to value their abilities too much and too selfishly. Sadly, seeing their art then as commodities owned by them and for sale one way or another to others, rather than seeing them as they truly are, gifts by the grace of God to be shared graciously. Thus they cease to be mainly artists and become mainly merchants. On the other hand, if I may borrow and adapt a phrase from one of our former members who made this phrase, like phrase, famous, when we see our gifts as they truly are, the desire to share our art becomes irresistible. Can you imagine a real artist being offended when someone talks about the amazing things that artist can do and invites them to share their artistry? And when a God-blessed artist shares with others, bringing them a renewed sense of wonder and delight, the giver of every good and perfect gift, the God whose grace makes it all possible, is glorified. This is true for singers and painters and cooks. This is true for us as we give of our time, our talents, and our treasures as well. We are called, I am convinced, to be artists with our resources, our time, talents, and treasures, and so to bring praise to God. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. So what do we artists with our time, artists with our talents, artists with our money and possessions need? Well, I think the same things. We need the gifts. We need the inspiration. And we need the opportunity. Fellow artists, we have all of these things from God. What God asks us to give is always what he, by his grace, has already given to us. The gifts we give are the gifts we have from God as his stewards. We look to our God and we see grace. We see the one who dies that we might live, who gives that we might find joy, who invites us into partnership that we might share in a glory that lasts. Inspiration? Absolutely. And God has called us here to be part of this church, this part of his universal family of faith in Christ, where we have regular opportunity to join together with one another and with him in his grace through the giving he inspires. May we share beautifully in this God-given artistry. God gives the gifts. God inspires our giving. God provides the opportunities. What holds us back? Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity once again to look into your word and to be informed, to be inspired, to be directed by the truth that you give. Lord, I pray that you would help to move each one of us by your power and in partnership with us into that place of freedom where you desire us to live with you. Free to give rather than afraid. Free to share and to experience the joy of sharing rather than following the ways of the world and trying only to accumulate and hoard. Lord, we do need your help, especially we who live in such a place of blessing and prosperity and material things. Please help us. Thank you for who you are and what you've done for us already and what you are doing and what you will do. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. It's time for us to pray for one another. I would encourage you to make use of the Prayers for the Family page that you find in your Covenant Connection in your bulletin. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for your presence with us today. We thank you for your many blessings that you give us. Lord, we pray that that you would help us to be good about praying for one another, trusting in you, trusting in your wisdom and your power. And so we lift before you those who have asked us to pray for them. But we begin with some moments of silence so each of us can pray about those that are on our hearts. Maybe people with issues going on in their life that are just too sensitive for them to share them out loud. But people known to us who need your help, hear us now as we use these moments of silence to pray on behalf of others that we know. Lord, we pray for our men who are finishing up their retreat up at Lake Tahoe. Pray that today is a wonderful day for them, filled with you, filled with good learning and fellowship and worship and communion together. Lord, that they might see you in their midst and be drawn closer. Lord, we pray for our church and the process that we have begun in seeking a new pastor for our church. Lord, help us to be filled with confidence in you, that you know the end from the beginning, that you have a good plan and purpose for this church, and so you have a good plan and purpose for new leadership, new vision, a new day. Lord, help us to be excited and enthusiastic and to begin already to pray for the new pastor who will be coming here sometime in the foreseeable future. Lord, we pray for those who will be involved in seeking this new pastor, that you would give them diligence and perseverance and wisdom and faithfulness in this project. Lord, we pray for those who live next door to us, once again, asking for your blessing for them. And I realize that as we pray that prayer every week, it can become just wallpaper. But I believe it's not wallpaper to you. That our prayers for those people will make a difference somehow. That your blessing will come through our prayers. That they will be changed, those neighbors next door yet to discover you. But also we will be changed as we discipline ourselves to pray for those that you have put near us. Lord, we pray for Marty as she recovers from this dog walking accident. Lord, that you would help her to heal quickly and fully. Lord, we pray for Betty Lou and for John, for Debbie and Lisa and Shirley. Bring your healing. Bring your faith and encouragement. Lord, we pray for those serving in the military, asking that you would continue to watch over them and bless them, to help them to know that their sacrifices are meaningful and appreciated by people like us. And so we pray for Noah and Taryn and Cody and Matthew, Weston, Chase, Levi, Gary, Molly, Brian, Anna, Margaret, Benjamin, Chandler, and Caleb. Hear us now, Lord, as we join together praying the prayer that you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.